Or hits, I should say, Hamilton hits in his last four games. As the 1-1. Fastball missing inside for ball two. Two runs scored for Hamilton this season. Had seven home runs last summer in a Mallard uniform. As the 2-1. Rolled over on the ground, right side of the infield, once again to Mason Onati. That is a 4-3 putout to retire the side. Bryson Moore, a 1-2-3. Home half of the third inning. We are a third of the way through in Madison. Rafters 3, Mallards nothing on your home for Rafter Baseball. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
First pitch at the top of the fourth inning from Coley Kilpatrick to Landon Gaz is swung on and missed. Wisconsin Rapids 3, Madison nothing at the Duck Pond. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Rapids. No runs on a hit and an error for the Mallards. A 1 pitch rolled over on the ground to short. Fielded cleanly by Cal Fisher. A one-hop throw to first is dug out by Davis Hamilton for the first out of the inning. Andy Ockham, Rafters Baseball on WFHR, the 15th season of Rafter Baseball, 31st season of Northwoods League play. 2 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd for Wisconsin Rapids. Cashel Duggar got the scoring started for Rapids a couple of innings ago with an RBI single to left field. The Castle Pines, Colorado native climbs into the left-handed batter's box to face Kilpatrick for a second time. Rocking and firing is Coley. Goes breaking ball in the first pitch, and it misses low and inside. Other run in the second was on a sack fly off the bat of Mason Onati. Chris Arroyo, solo home run in the third. Puts us where we're at now. Kilpatrick's 1-0. Fastball on the outer edge to make it 1-1. 91 on the gun from the North Carolina A&T product. Moore versus Kilpatrick. Same two right-handers that tossed against one another to begin the second half. Right here at this yard on Wednesday, July 3rd. 1-1, tapped on the ground, right side, Shy Robinson, the second baseman, will glove and flip to first in time. Two up, two down for Kilpatrick, both on the ground here in the fourth. In the bottom half of the third, it was 3 groundouts and 3 straight hitters for Bryson Moore, working a 1-2-3 inning. Tracer Lopez. Looking for his first official at-bat of the ballgame. Drew a 6-pitch walk back in the second. First pitch to Lopez on the ground, back to the mound. Kilpatrick bodies it up and regathers, throwing to first in time to retire the side. A couple of quick 1-2-3 innings here from the Duck Pond as we head to the bottom of the fourth. But before we do so, Rafter fans, a reminder that your place to stay this summer in the Rapids area and all year round is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. 4-5-6 spots, Dickerson, Carney, and Fisher do up against Bryson Moore when we return for Rafters Baseball right here on WFHR.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom four from the Duck Pond, middle of the Mallard order, due up against Raptor right-hander Bryson Moore on WFHR. Andy Ockham for Raptors Radio back in the Warner Park press box, thanking you as always for hanging out for Raptors baseball on a Saturday night. First pitch break ball to Corbin Dickerson, hit on the ground to short. Fielded cleanly by Tracer Lopez. He'll throw to first in time. Five straight retired by Bryson Moore. He got a 1-2-3 bottom half of inning three on a couple of ground outs to short and a put out to second base. It's been efficient as well. Frankie Carney drew a four-pitch free pass against Moore back in the second inning. 47 pitches for Bryson through three and a third. It's a 6:05 first pitch here in the state capitol tonight, just over an hour into the ball game. First pitch to Frankie Carney, misses up and in for ball one. Nick Paulson starting to get loose down the right field line in the Rafters stable. It'll be the southpaw from UW-Stevens Point following up Bryson Moore today. Some action in the Mallard pen as well, a right-hander throwing down the opposite line. 1-0 delivery to Carney, fouled back to the screen, count evens at a ball and a strike. Just one hit for Madison. That was a two-out single off the bat of Davis Hamilton back in the first inning. Something about Bryson Moore pitching here at Warner Park, despite not getting the victory on Wednesday the 3rd, was very sharp in four innings. 1-1 fastball, crisp on the inside corner to make it 1-2. 92 on the gun for the right-hander. In search of his fourth strikeout of the ball game. The 1-2. Fouled away down the left field line by Carney. After Carney, it's Cal Fisher and Will Vierling in the 6-7 spots for Donnie Scott. See what the Raptors have in store the rest of the way. Looking for their first win here at Warner Park this season. 1-2. Another one fouled away down the third base side by Carney. Number 50 warming up down the line. That is Bryce Liddle from the University of St. Thomas in the Mallard bullpen. The 1-2. Breaking ball just misses outside. Good eye from Carney. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. That is Justin Best down the first baseline, serving as the Mallards' first base coach here this inning. I think he's been doing it the whole game, to be honest. Hasn't really been dialed into that as the 2-2 swung on and missed. Into the glove of Cashel Duggar. Four strikeouts for Bryson Moore. Two up, two down here in the fourth inning. I always will give a shout-out to previous places I've called games at. And last year in the Frontier League, independent baseball with the Windy City Thunderbolts, that was always the fun game we like to play in the press box. Who's that first base coach? Because the Thunderbolts would not have an actual coach at first base. It was always either the previous day's starter or a relief pitcher who had worked a couple of days prior. First pitch to Cal Fisher in the right-handed batter's box. Swung on and missed. Count begins 0-1. Always miss those games. Shout out my friend Mark Citron. Back with the Bolts. He's in his second season of play-by-play duties there. A one fastball fouled away down the first base side. No balls, two strikes to the count. Cal Fisher struck out swinging against Moore back in the second. Bryson looking for two straight 1-2-3 innings to get through four clean at the Duck Pond, the 0-2. Fouled straight back to the netting. Bryson went heater. Fisher just able to make contact. And with Paulson starting to warm up, we'll see if Bryson Moore gets the nod for the fifth inning. He's been incredible so far, but the split normally between the two of them is 4-4. The right-hander hiding his face with his glove as he gets ready for the 0-2. Fastball got him swinging. Cal Fisher down on strikes. It is a 1-2-3 bottom of the fourth inning for Bryson Moore. We're through four here at the Duck Pond. Rafters 3, Mallards nothing on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970. A high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top five in Madison, top of the order due up for Wisconsin Rapids. Your Rafters leave the Mallards 3-0. Three runs, five hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs and a hit and an error for the Mallards. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio back on WFHR for the 57th time this season. Onati, Teal, and Degatti here in this fifth frame. Cole Kilpatrick remaining on the mound for Madison. First pitch to Mason Onati on the inside corner is called a strike. Mason, yet to record an official at-bat through two plate appearances today. Drew a six-pitch walk to start the ball game in the first and drove in a run on a sacrifice fly in the second. A one, swung on and missed, count nothing in two. Mason back out of the left-handed batter's box to readjust and collect his mindset here for the 0-2. Kilpatrick rocks and fires. Goes heater and it misses upstairs for ball one. Bryson Moore, four clean innings for Wisconsin Rapids, 58 pitches, one hit allowed, five punchies, and just one walk issue. The 1-2. Breaking ball, tapped foul down the first base line. After this home-and-home with Madison, the Raptors get next Monday off completely. I should say, as in next Monday, 2 days from now Monday. And it's 12 games and 12 days to round out the regular season. At Wausau Tuesday night, 6:35, and hosting the Woodchucks Wednesday night, July 31st, Christmas in July at historic Witter Field. 1-2 breaking ball, fouled back by Onati, count remains. That Christmas in July game against Wausau, the first of three straight home games in Wisconsin Rapids. It's then a series with the Kalamazoo Growlers on Thursday, the 1st of August. How is it already August 1st in just a handful of days? And then Friday the 2nd against the Growlers as well. Kalamazoo making up the home-and-home that was started earlier in the season. 1-2 pitch in on the hands. Onati fouls it with a bloop shot down the left field line. Played the Growlers on the 14th and 15th of July, Sunday-Monday series from Homer Stryker Field. 1-2, Onati looking to reach for the second time in this game. Kilpatrick set the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Got Onati to go after that fastball. One down in the inning. Raptor fans, the place to stay this summer in the Wisconsin Rapids area is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone in Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to Aiden Teal. Check swing in the dirt. Did he go around on the appeal to third? Yes, says the crew chief Jeremy Brooks. Teal 0 for 2 in the ballgame. A flyout to center field back in the first and a ground out to third in the second. A one ripped on the ground to first. Staying with it is Davis Hamilton, and he'll take it to the bag himself. Three unassisted goes Teal. Two up, two down for Kilpatrick here in the top of inning five. Jorge Degatti, the Raptor All-Star from Miami, Florida, and Nova Southeastern is 1-for-2. Singled in the first, lined out to right field his last time up to lead off the third. First pitch breaking ball from Kilpatrick misses downstairs. Kilpatrick out of the stretch, the 1-0. Another one missing low. Degatti ahead, two balls and no strikes. It's Nick Paulson standing in the Raptor bullpen with Raptor catcher Gabe Casso. Uncertain if that means he's getting the green light to go into the ball game in the bottom of the fifth inning. The 2-0 misses outside. Got three more new Raptors on the roster to update you fans with here today. Had five join the team throughout that Lakeshore series post-All-Star break. The 3-0 fastball to Degatti, middle-middle to make it 3-1. A new pitcher on the staff, that's Noah Marschke, a high school senior from Stevens Point. He's going to attend Madison College in the fall. The 3-1-2 Degatti. This is low and outside for ball four. Five-pitch walk to Jorge, a two-out base runner for the Raptors, his second time aboard in this ballgame. A third catcher joins the Raptor roster. That's number 8 from Faulkner University, a college teammate of Orlando Lordoy, Christian Webb, the redshirt senior from Decatur, Georgia. And a new infielder addition for Wisconsin Rapids, a redshirt freshman all the way from Worcester, Massachusetts, Joey Bazidlo from Eckerd College. First pitch to Arroyo, hit in the air, right field, and this one is long gone. My goodness, Chris Arroyo. A moonshot to right field, his second of the ball game. Makes it 5-0 Wisconsin Rapids. That might be the farthest home run hit this season by a Raptor. Chris Arroyo loves hitting here at Warner Park. All the way up in the third deck down the right field line. a two-out blast. And once again, Walker Buchanan has to follow that. First pitch to Buchanan, in there for a called strike. Walker 0 for 2, a ground out to third, back in the second, a fly out to right in the third. My goodness, Chris Arroyo, want to get the distance on that long ball. Buchanan 0-1, breaking ball in the air center field, sends Dickerson back out in front of the wall, and he's unable to make the catch. Buchanan looking for three, hits the second base back, cutoff throw into Cal Fisher, the throw to third base is in time. It is a double for Walker Buchanan. He's cut off the bases, though, to retire the side. Two more in the top of the fifth for Wisconsin Rapids, thanks to Chris Arroyo, his second home run of the game. And it's a big lead for Rapids at the Duck Pond. We head to the home half right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens?
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
It's a commanding 5-0 Rafter lead in the bottom of inning 5 at the Duck Pond. Andy Ockham, WFHR, your one-stop shop for all 70 Rafter games this summer. It's Bryson Moore back out on the mound. First pitch to Will Vierling. High chopper on the ground to first base, glove by Landon Gaz. He'll underhand toss to the Rafter right-hander, covering the base in time. It's a 3-1 put out to begin this inning. Chris Arroyo, two home runs in this ballgame. Farthest home run I've seen hit here at the Duck Pond this season. All the way up into the third deck. All the way up in those picnic tents on the third deck. First delivery to Dawson Hocuff, the DH of Madison, fouled away down the left field side. Seven, eight, nine this inning for Madison. Raptors looking for their first win of the campaign at the Duck Pond in the final contest here this season. A 1 swinging away, bloops it in the air, shallow left. It's Tracer Lopez to make the catch. Two up, two down. Nine straight retired by Bryson Moore, and the batter is Charlie Marion. Marion went down swinging against Bryson back in the second inning. First pitch to Charlie Marion, right in there on a fastball for a called strike. Moore working so efficiently, you have to imagine it could be Nick Paulson after this inning. Bryson now 62 pitches through 4 2/3. 0-1 1-1 delivery, shot in the air, right field, Lordoy giving chase back out in front of the wall. It's going to hit the bottom of the fence. Nine straight retired, thrown out the window. It's a two-out double for Charlie Marion here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Back to the top of the card for the third time with Shai Robinson. Two runs, two hits, none left on, no errors in the previous inning for Rapids. Looking to improve to 14-10 in the second half. Righty and righty battle. Robinson 0-for-2 in the ballgame. A pop out to first base back in the first and in the third. He led off the frame with a ground out to the shortstop, Tracer Lopez. First pitch slider from Moore, misses low and outside. See how longer the leash is. Kirk Schreider, Mike Spears, maybe not wanting Bryson to see the order for a third time. The 1-0. Fastball missing upstairs, two balls, no strikes. The Illinois State product looking to extend this inning and chip into the five-run deficit the Mallards are sitting at here at home. Madison can come back and win tonight, would be their 40th win of the season. The 2-0 fastball misses low and inside for ball three. Schaffner on deck, then it's Davis Hamilton. That hit from Marion, the second of the ball game for Madison, the first since Hamilton's two-out single back in the first inning. Morgan have to work back down 3-0 here. Here's back to second, five on the clock. Fastball missing low and outside for ball four. Second four-pitch walk issued by Bryson Moore here in the ball game. Two aboard, two down. Mike Spears out to the mound. See if the hook is given. Nick Paulson is ready in the Raptor pen down the right field line. Mike's done a tremendous job here in his first season working with the pitchers and running the staff in Kirk Schreider's fourth season as the field manager. Raptor fans, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area this summer and all year round. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Mound meeting adjourned. Moore remains on the hill for the left-handed hitting third baseman Jake Schaffner. Schaffner 0-for-2, a couple of ground outs to second in the first and to short back in the third. First pitch from Moore to Schaffner, fouled back to the netting. Count begins 0-1. Hamilton and Dickerson to follow the North Dakota State product. Moore set, third base side of the slab. Not a big leadoff second base for Charlie Marion as the 0-1. Fouled away down the third baseline, count nothing and two. Good speed on the paths. Count sits nothing and two. Moore in pursuit of half a dozen strikeouts. He has now gotten five strikeouts in four of his six appearances as a Raptor this summer. The 0-2. Fastball missing up in the zone for ball one. One ball, two strikes, two outs, two on, 5-0 Wisconsin Rapids. Bottom of inning five here at the Duck Pond. Bryson Moore's payoff pitch to Jake Schaffner. Breaking ball, shot the other way and down in left field for a base hit. Waving around third and breaking for the plate is Marion. Buchanan's throw home is not in time. To third is Robinson, advancing behind the throw is Schaffner. It's an RBI single and Madison's on the board tonight. 5-1 our score. A two-out knock, Schaffner's first of the ball game. Gets the Mallards on the board. Hamilton 1-for-2, had a two-out single back in the first inning, grounded out to Mason Onati over at second base to end the third. Nick Paulson back throwing down the right field line for Wisconsin Rapids. Two in scoring position for for the 3 spot in the Madison order. Moore's first pitch. This one hit high in the air, deep right field. Orlando Lordoy can only watch it go. A 2-out, 3-run homer for Davis Hamilton. All of a sudden, the Rafters' 5-0 lead has been cut to just a run. That is Hamilton's 4th of the season. Moore went fastball on the inside corner. Hamilton able to turn his hands on it. Corbin Dickerson climbs in, 0-for-2 in the ball game. 4 runs put up by Madison here in the home half of the 5th, all with 2 outs. Moore returns to the windup, the first delivery home to the Louisville Cardinal. This is downstairs on a breaking ball. ACC battle here. 4 runs now on 4 hits for Madison. Raptors saw it last night, up 10-1 after 4 innings. They know to never feel comfortable with a lead as the 1-0 off-speed delivery tap foul on the ground down the third base line. One ball, one strike, the count. When we get to the top of inning 6, Wisconsin Rapids will send 6-7-8 to the plate. 1-1 popped up in the air right side of the infield. In fair territory, that's the first baseman Landon Gaz to make the catch and retire the side. Madison sends 7 to the plate and scores 4 times, all with 2 outs. Here in this bottom of the 5th inning, 3 hits, none left on, no errors. Bryson Moore has completed 5 innings of work, but not how he wanted to end his outing here tonight. 5-4 the score. We head to the top of inning 6 from the Duck Pond right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veteran.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of inning 6 here, and a new pitcher into the ball game for Madison. A whole new contest. 5-4 the score. Mallard's putting up 4, all with 2 outs in the bottom of the 5th inning. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio back here on WFHR. Coley Kilpatrick's line is done. 5 innings, 78 pitches thrown, 7 hits, 5 earned runs, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts for the right-hander in his 4th start of the season against Wisconsin Rapids. It is Bryce Liddle from the University of St. Thomas. Wisconsin native, a 5'11 right-hander, fires a first pitch fastball to Orlando Lordoy on the inside corner. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Rapids, 4 runs, 4 hits, and an error for the Mallards. Lordoy, 2-for-2, his first multi-hit game. This is his fifth contest of the season with Rapids. The 0-1 fouled away down the third base side. Count now nothing and two. Lidl's last time out. This is his ninth. Should say his third appearance. Worked in eight ball games in 2022 with the Mallards. This one missing low. Third season, he worked in eight ball games in 22 and in 23. Last worked two-thirds of a frame here at home on the 18th of July in a 7-5 loss to Traverse City. It's the 1-2. Off-speed missing high. No hits, two earned runs allowed, two walks, and no strikeouts facing four Pittsburgh batters. Season debut at Lakeshore on the 14th, 13 days ago. In the 8-5 Mallard loss, he threw an inning and a third, two hits, no runs, two walks, and a strikeout. The 2-2 to Lordoy misses upstairs, count now full. Last season, eight games pitched in. He was 0-2 in 19 innings tossed. An ERA at 6.16 at a 5.74 ERA back in 2022 in his 15 and two-thirds innings pitched. The 3-2. This is up and away, not competitive for ball four. Leadoff runner aboard here for Rapids in the top of inning six. Landon Gaz has reached once in the ball game on an error back in the second inning. He later scored. Last time up, led off the top of inning four with a ground out to the shortstop, being Cal Fisher. Two in the second, one in the third, two in the fifth for Wisconsin Rapids. The first pitch to Gaz, fastball upstairs for ball one. Two home runs for Chris Arroyo in this ball game. Numbers 3 and 4 on the season for the UVA commit. Solo jack in the third in a high-towering blast that brought in two back in the fifth inning. Both no-doubt shots. The 1-0 fastball misses high for ball two. Prior to the 2-0, a mountain visit here from Will Vierling. Cashel Duggar on deck, then it's Tracer Lopez. Orlando Lordoy aboard in all five, or all three of his trips to the plate, I should say, this game. Five games this season for Orlando. After he played in 24 battles for Rapids last summer. Will Vierling jogging back behind home plate. Getting ready for the 2-0 to Landon Gaz. Unfortunately for Bryson Moore, a tough way to end this start, allowing four in the previous inning. 75 tosses for the Fairfax, Virginia native here tonight in his sixth outing of the season. The 2-0. Fastball middle. It is now 2-1. It'll be Nick Paulson in the bottom of inning six for Wisconsin Rapids. The 2-1 on the inside corner there to make it 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Raptors had a 5-0 lead that has since been erased. The offense needing to add more here. 2-2 delivery missing upstairs. Gaz a full count. We up to the bullpen as well to hold things down for this offense. Middle of the rubber. The right-hander rocks and fires. Swing and a miss. Gaz down on strikes. That is the first out of this inning. Runner on first, one away for Cashel Duggar. Cashel an RBI single to left field back in the second inning to get the scoring started. Grounded out to second base back in the fourth inning. First pitch to Duggar. Fastball on the outside corner. That's there for a strike. After Tracer Lopez in the on-deck circle, back to the top of the order with Mason Onati. Lidl right-handed on the mound. Middle of the rubber, swinging away. Duggar on the 0-1 delivery. Hit in the air, left center field. Corbin Dickerson closing in on it on the gap to make the catch. Two down here in the top of inning six. And the batter is Tracer Lopez Onati, going to grab the lumber of Duggar from the left-handed batter's box. Lopez 0-1, two plate appearances. A six-pitch walk back in the second. He grounded out to the mound, and Coley Kilpatrick in the fourth. Both starters having big innings that got their goat here in this ballgame. First pitch to Lopez, missing up and away for ball one. Six left-handed bats to three right-handed bats in Kirk Schreider's lineup here tonight. The three righties being Jorge Degatti, Walker Buchanan, and Landon Gaz. 1-0 delivery misses downstairs for ball two. Same thing to be said for Donnie Scott's lineup. Six lefties, three righties for the 12th-year manager of the Madison Mallards. Two balls, no strikes, the count on the Texas Tech Red Raider. Lidl is set, staying put at first, Lordoy. Tracer can't catch up to that fastball. It is now 2-1. Good to be back home tomorrow. Last home game we had a week ago today against those La Crosse Loggers. It was a 6-3 Rafter victory. Longest stretch in between home games this year is 8 days, that being the one we're in right now. The 2-1 delivery misses up and in for ball three on Tracer. Had a weak stretch at the beginning of the season as well, where the Rafters were away from home. That four-game stretch, Tuesday through Friday, and then we were off in terms of home games from Friday the 31st of May through Friday, June 7th. The 3-1 pitch swung on and missed, count now full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Lordoy on first, he'll be motoring on the delivery from Bryce Liddle. The first baseman Hamilton no longer holding Lordoy on the first base bag. The 3-2 hit in the air left field. Coming in on it, though, is Frankie Carney. He's got plenty of time to make the catch and retire the side. Leadoff walk issued by Bryce Liddle here in the top of inning six. Does not come back to bite him. 5-4 the score as we head to the home half, and Nick Paulson enters the ballgame from Warner Park. 5-6-7. Due up for the Mallards on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's scream! For Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom six here in Madison, and a new pitcher into the ballgame for your Rafters. Nick Paulson into the fray in this order right now for Madison. We're at the 5-6-7 spots, and Frankie Carney. First pitch from the Raptor left-hander misses the zone for ball one. Bryson Moore's day is done. The right-hander from the University of Virginia. Five innings pitched, four hits allowed, four earned runs, two walks, and five strikeouts. The 1-0 delivery to Carney, shot down the left field line. That's a fair ball. Long turnaround first for Carney. The throw back to the one back from Mason Onati will not be made. A leadoff single for Carney. He's on the bases for the second time in this ballgame. 5-4 the score. Rapids lead. Five runs, seven hits, no errors for your Raptors. Four runs, four hits, and an error for Madison. Andy Ockham for Raptors Radio back here in the Warner Park press box on WFHR. As I mentioned, two walks, five punchies for Moore on 75 pitches. And for Nick Paulson, doesn't have a decision yet in nine appearances this season. The Balsam Lake native has thrown 28 and two-thirds innings, an ERA south of 4.5 at 4.4, and a 1.5 whip. First pitch to Cal Fisher, hit in the air, right center field. That is Aiden Teal, the Raptor center fielder, to flag it down in the gap. Tagging from first to second is Carney. The throw in is not in time. Frankie Carney taking the extra 90, putting a runner in scoring position for the Mallards with one away. Will Vierling's 0 for 2 in the ballgame. The catcher went down looking back in the second, grounded out 3-1 to lead off the fifth. Last time out for Paulson at home against Lakeshore, all the way back on July 12th. It's been nearly 2 weeks since Nick threw in a ball game. It's been over 2 weeks, to be exact. 10-3 victory that was for the Raptors. Three innings pitched, three hits allowed, two runs, both earned. A couple of walks and a strikeout on 13 pitches. 13 batters faced. First pitch breaking ball to Will Vierling. Swung on and missed on a breaking ball, count 0-1. Down 0-1. Paulson peers back to second, third base side of the rubber, goes fastball, and misses downstairs. Bottom third of this Madison order, all left-handed bats. That fares well for Paulson. It's gone Coley Kilpatrick to Bryce Liddle on the Madison side. 1-1 runner originally breaks for second, for third, Carney. Pulling back as this one swung on and missed. Count 1-2. Across the Northwoods League scoreboard, a final in Green Bay. The Wausau Woodchucks over the Rockers 6-1. Jonathan Amonica the win. Caleb Rutter the loss. Final in the softball division over at Copeland Park in La Crosse. The Minot Honeybees over the La Crosse Steam 6-5. And a pitch clock violation scored to Will Vierling, not in the box on time. That'll go down as a strikeout. Two retired in the frame. Bottom six from Homer Stryker Field. Commanding lead for the Kalamazoo Growlers over the Royal Oak Leprechauns. Kalamazoo 8 to Royal Oak 1. As the first pitch to Dawson Holkoff in the lefty-on-lefty battle from Nick Paulson is called a strike. A run on five hits and no errors for Royal Oak. Eight runs, eight hits, no errors for Kalamazoo. Bottom five, Joe Faber Field. The St. Cloud Rocks hosting the Thunder Bay Border Cats tonight. The 0-1 pitch turned on in the air right field. Right out in front of the warning track, that is Orlando Lordoy to make the catch and retire the side. Leadoff single off Nick Paulson from Frankie Carney is left on the bags. And the Raptors hold a one-run lead two-thirds of the way home in Madison. 5-4 the score. We head to the top of the seventh in just a couple of minutes on your home for Raptor Baseball. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with nine top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top seven from the Duck Pond, new pitcher into the ball game for Madison. That's the right-hander from Pomona Pitzer, number 16, Hanno Seo. College teammates with Raptor reliever Jack Wiesinger. Wisconsin Rapids leads the Mallards 5-0, 5-4. It was 5-0 as we had made our way through the first four and a half innings. A four spot, though, in the home half of the fourth has put us where we're at now. Five runs, seven hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Four runs, five hits, and an error for the Mallards. Andy Ockham on WFHR, thanking you so much, as always, for tuning into this presentation of Rafter Baseball, looking for their first win of the season here at the Duck Pond. Bryce Liddle, an inning pitched for the right-hander out of the bullpen, 20 thrown. No hits, no runs, a walk, and a strikeout. The University of St. Thomas product. Seo working immediately out of the stretch on the first base side of the rubber. Top of the order, due up for Wisconsin Rapids. That is a called strike on Mason Onati. 9-1-2 will be due up post-stretch here for Madison. Onati, 0-for-1, three plate appearances in this ballgame. Seo's 0-1 delivery ripped on a line to second. Shy Robinson there to make the catch. For Seo, the Los Angeles native, now throwing in five games this season. His first four outings, a 1-0 record in five innings pitched, a 0 ERA, and a 1-8 whip. Last worked two-thirds of an inning 2 days ago in the 3-1 loss here at home to Rockford. Has only pitched one game on the road this season. That was back on July 17th at Wausau. First pitch to Aiden Teal from the right-hander on the outside corner is called a strike. Gotti on deck, Arroyo to follow, the 0-1. Turned on, ripped on the ground to second. Out to his left, that is Shy Robinson. He's very active this inning. Two up, two down for Seo in the seventh. Cruising right along here, a 6:05 first pitch tonight. Not even 2 hours into the ballgame, and we're already in the top of the seventh. Jorge DeGatti's been aboard in two of his three trips to the plate in this ballgame. A single for DeGatti back in the first. He drew a five-pitch walk and scored in the fifth. Seo's first delivery to the third baseman misses for ball one. Three home runs hit in the ballgame between both teams, two of them off the bat of the Raptor DH Chris Arroyo, who's in the on-deck circle. 1-0 fastball, misses low. Two balls, no strikes in the count now. Arroyo, two no-doubt shots. A solo blast in the third, a two-run jack in the fifth. The 2-0. Middle heater rolled over on the ground to third on a high chop. That is Jake Schaffner to field cleanly and throw to first in time. 1-2-3, top of the seventh here for Hanno Seo. Before the stretch, the Raptor fans, a reminder to you that this summer your place to stay in the Rapids area when coming in from out of town is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free homestyle breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. They're covered at the Cobblestone. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. 9-1-2 due up for Madison against Nick Paulson when we return post-stretch from the Duck Pond right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the seventh inning here at Warner Park. Rafters 5, Mallards 4 on WFHR. Andy Ockham, Rafters Radio, thanking you as always for tuning in tonight, whether on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps. Nick Paulson to the hill, first pitch of the inning to Charlie Marion, in for a called strike. Paulson just 9 pitches in his first inning of relief work in the bottom of inning 6, following 5 frames from Bryson Moore. A 1 delivery misses up and in to even the count. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 4 runs, 5 hits, and an error for Madison. All 4 runs for the Mallards, coming back in the bottom of the 5th inning. 1-1 delivery, shot in the air left field. It is going to drop in front of Walker Buchanan for a leadoff single. Second hit of the ball game for Charlie Marion. He doubled and scored back in the 5th inning, and he flips the card back to the top with Shy Robinson. Robinson 0-for-2, 3 plate appearances. He drew a 4-pitch walk against Moore his last time up in the 5th inning. Wisconsin Rapids, in terms of putting their runs up today, 2 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd, and 2 in the 5th. 4-5-6 will be due up for Rapids when we get to the top of the 8th. First pitch to Robinson from Paulson, misses the zone for ball 1. Robinson, a right-handed hitter, as Paulson's set, showing bunt is shy, pulls back as this one misses the zone. 3 arms used for Donnie Scott thus far. The Madison skipper going with Coley Kilpatrick as his starter tonight for the 4th time this season against Wisconsin Rapids. An inning then from Bryce Liddle in the top of the 6th. Then you just saw a 1-2-3 inning from Hano Seo. 2-0 pitch, misses the zone for a ball, throw down to second from Cashel Duggar, unable to be held into the glove of Mason Onati. Stolen base for Charlie Marion and a 3-0 count on Shy Robinson. Paulson working into some trouble early in this bottom of the 7th. On deck, a couple of left-handed bats following Robinson. That's Jake Schaffner and Davis Hamilton. Nick looks back to second, twice the 3-0. Fastball middle-middle, count now 3-1. Get down to the final stretch of Northwoods League regular season play this summer. The Rafters look for a second-half division berth. The 2-1 delivery misses low. Should say 3-1 missing low for ball 4. 5-pitch walk to Robinson, runners on first and second. Nobody out here in the 7th inning. More across the Northwoods League scoreboard. It was 4-3, Thunder Bay on the road at St. Cloud, but the Rocks have tied it up in their home yard, Joe Faber Field. 4-4 the score, bottom of the 5th inning. Top 6 at Turtle Creek Stadium, home of the Traverse City Pit Spitters. They lead it big time over the Battle Creek Battle Jacks, 12-4 the score. Jake Schaffner the batter, corners in, middles back for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch from Paulson, Schaffner showing bunt, makes contact, pops it up to the mound, catch made by Paulson. Both runners get back to their bags safely. One out, and that's a big first out of this inning for Paulson. Davis Hamilton, the batter. 2-for-3 in the ballgame. A 3-run homer. Back in the fifth inning, also singled in the first.